verses 1 and 2. Isaiah 54 verses 1 and 2.
Sing, O barren, you who have not borne. Break forth into singing and cry aloud. You who have not labored with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married woman, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How to come out of an unproductive season? Or how to become fruitful once again? Amen. Praise the Lord. This is the first Friday of this year. This year we want to see fruitfulness in our lives. Amen. Fruitfulness in our home. Fruitfulness in our church. Praise the Lord. We want to come out of a barren patch. We want to come out of an unproductive season. We want to see the fruitfulness of the Lord in our lives. Like Ephraim, we want to be doubly fruitful. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There is nothing more unfulfilling than barrenness. Actually, the word barrenness actually means unfulfilled, unfruitful. When you are unfruitful, when you are barren, it can be very frustrating. But somehow when you read the scripture here, you suddenly realize that God is not intimidated by our barrenness. Praise the Lord. If something has to change in your life, how many of you believe tonight that God will change it for you? Praise the Lord. Amen. If there's going to be a shift from being a barren patch to becoming a fruitful field, it's going to happen by the power of God that's going to work in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. So here it says, sing, O barren woman. Sing, O the one which did not bear. There are people who will sing when they are fruitful. But God is looking for a generation that will sing in faith. When they can't see the rain, when they can't see the seed coming out to becoming a fruitful tree, still they will look into the face of Jesus and they will still sing unto him with a voice of thanksgiving. Praise the Lord. Any fool can sing when they see the fruitfulness. But we are people, even before anything happens tonight, we will sing by faith, knowing that God is true to his word and he will accomplish that all that he said. Praise the Lord. Sing, O barren woman. And it says here in the second verse, the four things that will bring you out of an unproductive season. The first one is enlarge. Open your mouth and say enlarge. Say again, enlarge. Amen. Praise the Lord. In other words, what God is saying is reject smallness, pettiness, small thinking. Come out of it. Come out of a small-mindedness. Small-mindedness will take away the vision that God has given you. Sometimes you meet people who will spend all their time on the phone or a conversation with somebody speaking about small things, insignificant things, things that doesn't necessarily bless or prosper. Small people will always gravitate to other small people. And they will sit there in pettiness, speaking about things that are not important. But God is looking for a generation of people who are going to be fed up with small-mindedness. Who are going to say, Lord, restore our vision. We want to catch the higher vision. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Enlarge our thinking. Enlarge our capacity to receive from God. Enlarge within us, Lord, a work that only your Holy Spirit can work. That we can see beyond that which normally others would see. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The first thing that you need to do is to make sure that you realize that God is not pleased with small-mindedness and you need to think big. Praise the Lord. When the devil tries to intimidate you with your barrenness, saying that you are a loser, that you are not amounted to anything, that you will never amount to anything, that you will never progress, that you will that you cannot face the pressures of life and you cannot go on, look at him and say, by faith, my God is bringing an enlargement upon my life. Therefore, I'm going to sing in faith and I am not intimidated by pettiness. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Are you still with me tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. When barrenness creeps into the lives of somebody, they just want to move into a corner of a room, shut the door and sit by themselves. But that is the time for you to stretch your faith and say, I'm going to think big. I'm going to enlarge my thinking. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus Christ. Glory unto the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The second thing. Look at the second verse again. 54th chapter and verse 2.
Enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings.
Amen. Enlarge the place of your tent. Enlarge. Say again, enlarge. Amen. See, everybody is not like you. We have a tendency to be with people who are like us, who think like us, who dream like us. But the Bible says that iron sharpens iron. You need somebody who will enlarge you. People who will think different. People who are not like you. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. People who view life in a different way. It is said that, you know, Kenneth Hagin Jr. used to say that whenever, you know, he would face a problem, he would go to his dad. And his dad was his spiritual father, Kenneth Hagin Sr., a wonderful man of God. And he would go to him, and this man of God would look at that situation and would say words like, it doesn't look all that bad. It doesn't look all that bad. He would see something different. Praise the Lord. Amen. The word overseer is the word used for pastor in 1 Peter 5. That word overseer means somebody who can see over. Pastors needs to be visionaries. Are you with me? Some of you, God is going to raise you up to leadership because you're going to be visionaries. Say, that's for me. Amen. The problem with religion is it is blind leading the blind. But the relationship with Jesus Christ is going to give you sight that is far and beyond. It will give you a greater idea, an overall view than a small little thing that you're facing. Sometimes you need to think out of the box. Praise the Lord. Amen. Sometimes you need to get tired with the mundane things of life. Just going to work, coming back, going to church, coming back, eating food, reading a book, going to sleep, getting up, going to office, coming back. You get into that routine and that routine begins to rule you. And you can't see life beyond those four walls that you have made for yourself. You need to hang with people who are visionaries, who will prophesy over you, who will show you from scripture something that is far and beyond, who will reveal the purpose of God in your life. You need to sit under the anointing of the Holy Ghost and say, Lord, reveal your plans over my life. Enlarge my vision. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory unto the name of Jesus. The second thing that is mentioned there, so you look at in the Old Testament, in the book of Genesis, the 50th chapter, 24th verse onwards, and Hebrews 11 and verse 22 speaks about a man called Joseph. One of the signs of his life was he was fruitful. Jacob prophesied over him and said, you shall be fruitful. This word Joseph means he will add. But look at the far-sightedness of this man. In Genesis 50, the Bible says there, when he came to the point of his death, he called his brothers, his children, and he made mention about his bones. Are you with me? The Bible says, by faith, he made mention about his bones. And he said, listen, there will come a time, maybe 300 years or 400 years later, when God will visit this land. And when God visits this land, I am asking you, do not leave my bones here, but carry my bones unto the promised land. Praise the Lord. Amen. Some of you need to get your eyes off yourself and look at your future and realize one of these days even Jesus Christ, the Son of God, will return again. Amen. Hallelujah. And by faith, you need to prophesy over your own body and say, when he comes with the trumpet call of God, I will arise, I will get up from this land, and I will be caught up in the clouds to be with Jesus Christ forever. What can be more exciting than that? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. By faith, Joseph made mention of his bones. Can you imagine that? I mean, he was born in Egypt. He was not born in Egypt. He grew up in Egypt. He had a good job in Egypt. He had a bungalow in Egypt. He had a position in Egypt. He had land and wealth in Egypt. But his heart was not in Egypt. His heart was in the land that God promised him, flowing with milk and honey. Therefore he said, hallelujah, when the Lord visits this land, I want my bones to be carried out of this place. Amen. Praise God. You know, that teaches us something. By faith, Hebrews 11 says that was faith. Faith will always be evident in patience. You wait. You wait. You wait. He was sure of God's word. That scripture speaks about his faith in God, what God had spoken. It speaks about patience. He patiently waited, allowed his bones to lie there till that appointed time. Praise the Lord. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. He even had married an Egyptian wife, but his heart was not there. Can you imagine that? He's so far and beyond. You need to sit with people like that. The first time I heard about, you know, from the scripture, about the second coming of Jesus Christ and about visions and, you know, God will speak to you in dreams and the prophetic anointing of the Holy Ghost and all that. The first time I heard that, I was so captivated. Every other preacher was preaching about, you know, this scripture here, this scripture there. And suddenly somebody coming and preaching something out of the normal. Speaking about visions and dreams and the Holy Ghost visiting you and Jesus coming back a second time and all that. I did not know there was such a hunger within me. I ran after that meeting to that person and I said, lay your hands upon me and pray over me. That must have been about 20 years back. And then I was preaching one day in a particular place. And after the meeting was over, I saw that man sitting there, the man who had preached to me. And he again came to me. And he said, now you're seeing far and beyond. Enlarge. That's the first thing to come out of a barren situation. The second thing, look at that second verse one more time. Isaiah 54 verse 2.
Enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings.
Amen. Stretch forth. Say stretch forth. You can't stretch forth. Can you? What does it mean? You can't have a relationship without stretching. Sometimes we have to be like a rubber band. You can stretch the rubber band. The more you stretch the rubber band, the more vulnerable it becomes. The same way even with relationship, if you want to actually see a relationship build, you got to be willing to stretch, whether it be between husband and wife and children and parents and a pastor and the church or whatever. You got to be willing. That's a point of vulnerability there. But that's what brings in the fruitfulness. Elijah said, I want the double portion that's upon you. He said, listen, you got to stretch. I'm going to go on from here to Gilgal. The prophet went on to Gilgal. This man came to Gilgal. He said, I'm going to go from here on to, Bethel. He said, I'm going to come over to Bethel. He said, I'm going to go over from there to Jericho. He said, I'm going to come with you to Jericho. He said, I'm going to go over from there to Jordan. See, it was stretching. This man was way beyond. For so many years, going behind the prophet, stretching. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Joshua, the son of Nun, is mentioned 30 times in the Old Testament. And it is said there that he was a servant of Moses for 40 years. Can you imagine that? That's a huge stretch. And I looked at that word and I said, my God, what an amazing scripture. For 40 years, Joshua was a servant of Moses. 40 years. And when the anointing came, or impartation came from Moses, it came upon Joshua. Look at the scripture. When you study the Bible, Moses had Aaron, his brother. Moses had Miriam, his sister. Moses had her, that is Moses' sister's husband. Their family was there. Moses had children. Moses had his wife. He had his family. But the Bible says, even Aaron and Miriam, their heart was not with Moses. They grumbled along the way. They complained. They began to say, hey, listen, we can't stretch so much, man. But Joshua, never once did he complain. Never once did he ever say anything against the man of God, Moses. Even when Aaron was busy making a golden calf, when Moses was up in the mountain, Joshua was there with him. When Moses was sitting in prayer in the tent, the Bible uses the word, Joshua used to wait outside. That was stretching. Are you with me? Oh gosh. Somebody needs to stretch to receive from God. Somebody needs to stretch in your relationship, in your family, in your church, in your home. You need to stretch. Praise the Lord. Amen. You need to stretch. Sometimes for you to receive a miracle from God, you need to stretch your faith. Sometimes for you to actually become fruitful and do what you could not do before, you need to stretch out your hand. Stretch your prayer life. Your prayer life should be something that will increase. Now you prayed when you were born again, when you came to the Lord, you used to pray for 10 minutes. After 10 years, if you're only praying for 7 minutes, it means there's something wrong. When you were born again, when you had a first encounter with Jesus Christ, and when God anointed you to pray, maybe you prayed for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever. I'm not asking you to, you know, I'm not judging that. Whatever the time that you had spent with the Lord, that's good. Somewhere down the line, for you to come out of an unfruitful season, you need to stretch your prayer life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Stretch your worship. Amen. You get a miracle only when you stretch. The third thing, Isaiah 54, verse 2.
Do not spare. Lengthen your cord.
Lengthen your cord. Say, lengthen your cord. Ecclesiastes 4 and verse 12 says, a threefold cord is hard to break. It speaks about relationships. You need to know how to lengthen your reach. Are you with me? Be involved in the church. Be involved in your family. Don't be distant. Don't just listen. I think I'll get hurt because my husband shouted at me. My wife badmouthed me. That can also happen. I think I'll be careful. I don't want to face that. Don't do that. Lengthen your reach. Go out of the way to be nice to somebody. As a matter of fact, Jesus said, if somebody asks you to walk 1 mile, yeah, lengthen the reach. I mean, just walk 2 miles. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Amen. The fourth one. Same verse.
Do not spare, lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes.
Strengthen your stakes. Say strengthen your. Say strengthen your. Steak. Oh gosh, a nice chicken steak, pepper steak. Strengthen your stakes. Have you seen a tent? If a tent, the Isaiah 50 was speaking about actually the picture is of a tent. The covering is there, but the rope from that covering or the canopy will be stretched and tied to a stake. A part of that thing will be underground, a part of it will be holding up, but it's tied there to that stake. Longer the rope, the stronger the stake has to be. The stake speaks about what are the absolute in your life, that which is not movable. That which in your life you won't give up, no matter what. The thing that is steady in your life. If you're going to serve Jesus, let me tell you, there will come temptations, trials, testing, all that. You better have some stakes on the ground. You better say, this is absolute. I won't let go, Jesus. If you want to be dependable for God and serve Him, you got to say, I might have enough and more opportunities in the world, but I am going to serve the Lord. That is my priority. This is not movable. My prayer life, it's not movable. My commitment to the church, it's not movable. I mean, this is a stake that I've really put down. The longer God, the higher the Lord wants to take you, or when He wants to enlarge you, the more solid should be there's something in your life. Are you with me? Amen. There are certain things that no matter what, somebody can't talk me out of it. There are certain things that I've said, these are absolute. Once I was traveling from here, a man got up in the car and this man began to speak negative about my spiritual father. I said, if you don't shut up, Moji was there in that car. He was driving the car. I said, if you don't shut up, you're going to get out of this car because there's something, this doesn't work. You don't speak about my spiritual father like that. What are the things that are immovable in your life? Steady, sure. Absolute. And I'll tell you where you're going in life. Praise the Lord. Say this with me. Increased extension needs increased stability. Stake is what your core beliefs are. If you are expanding outside but knowing not going down, then that's danger. A tree, the bigger the tree becomes, the deeper the roots have to be. The bigger the tree, the deeper the roots. You don't wait for the rains to come or the storm to blow to lengthen the rope and tie it to the stake. You don't go pitching, camping. Now there are a couple of guys here who likes camping. You don't go camping and wait for the rain to come to tie the stake, tie the rope to the stake. The stake is already put there. No matter how strong the wind comes, you don't wait till you are tempted. Now wait till you are in trouble to decide what to do. I got this big opportunity to go to Europe for a big job. So should I serve the Lord now or just go? Are you with me? Is that absolute? No matter. When I came to the Lord, certain things that I really wanted before I came to the Lord, the day I took a decision that I'm going to serve Jesus, there were certain things in my life that I wanted before I had taken the decision. All those things came up. The temptation was huge. And I couldn't preach at that time. I didn't have a congregation. I just knew I was called. I was called to serve the Lord. I just knew that I had to stand with my spiritual father at that time. And, you know, put out chairs and all that. And the temptation is huge. Boom. But thankfully, the stake was in the ground saying, whatever happens, I'm not going to let go of the work of God in my life. You got to know what you put on the ground. What are the absolutes in your life? Praise the Lord. Are you still with me? Amen. Amen. When the tent comes out, when God begins to extend you, bless your work, suddenly you have no time for prayer, no time for church, no time, no way are you going to tithe, no way are you going, what's happening? It's nothing absolute. I have made sure how my finances are going to be handled. Are you with me? When When I heard only 10 rupees in my pocket, I decided from the Bible how it is going to be handled. Praise the Lord. Amen. The four things to come out from a season that you are in of unfruitfulness to a fruitful season. Do all this and then sing, O barren woman. Wow. Praise the Lord. And then sing, O barren woman. Praise the Lord. Let's close our eyes in prayer.